श्रयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। श्री राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय शोर नंदन व्रज जन रंजन दासुर नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी। जमुना तीरावन चारी ते राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी। जय शोर नंदन व्रज जन रंजन दासुर नंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी। जमुना तीरावन चारी। ते राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जय ओम विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्राज दुरुध श्री श्रीमद्वैंग्वेस अभय चरणमिंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडाचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। गौती वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। श्री नामाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर तिरुपति महोत्सव की जय। प्रेम सिंह हो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गराधा शिवा श्री गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोकुलनाथ श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद किति गोपदान की जय। श्री वृंदावन श्री मथुर धाम की जय। नवद्वीप श्रीमाय धाम की जय। श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंग माई जमुन माई की जय। तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। सांग वेद भक्तवृंद की जय। हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। जय निताय गो प्रेमानंदी। All glories to the assembled devotees. glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Ganam, Mandasha Ganam, Gananchalakaya, Chakshur Mitam, Tashmai, Sigurve Namaha. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pristaya, Bhutare, Simati Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Itti Namane. Namaste, Sarasati Devi, Gauravani, Pacharine, Nevisesh, Shandavari, Pasyata Satari. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you for inviting me to speak this morning. Today is the disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. So we, in this regard, we will speak about the passing of Haridas from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita and some of his glorious activities throughout his life. This is the final pastime. Lord Chaitanya used to visit Haridas Thakur daily and bring him Mahaprasad from Jagannath. One day Haridas wasn't well. He had some problems, and Mahaprabhu asked him, What is the matter? He said, my body is all right, but my mind intelligence aren't well. Mahaprabhu said, what does that mean? He said, my problem is, I can't complete chanting my rounds. We know that Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakhs daily, 300,000 daily. Lord Chaitanya says, now that you have become old, you can reduce your quota of rounds. You're already liberated, therefore you don't need follow the regulative principles so strictly. And then he says, I'll read from here. Then this is Anta Leela, chapter 11, text 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Lokanishatirti etuma avatara namra mahim mahima loke karila prachara. Lord Chaitanya said, translation, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world. Prabhupada by Srila Prabhupada. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God. By using the words Tumara Avatara, your incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees or personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help the prosecution of the Lord's mission. So then Lord Chaitanya said, now, because you're already a liberated soul, you don't have to follow the sadhana so strictly. You can reduce your number of rounds of chanting Hare Krishna. And Haridas said, Lord, please hear my prayer. Haridas is the personification of Trinadapi, Sunachana, Tarodavi, Api, Sahishnuna, Madinana, Manadina, Kirtana, Sarahari. He's the embodiment of this sloka. The Lord Chaitanya says some devotees, they preach very nicely, but their behavior is not so good. And some behave very well, but their preaching is not so good. But in Haridas Thakur, we find here is the perfect acharya. Acharya means one who sets the example. He is a great Mahabhagavat liberated soul who is the carrier and experiencer and giver of the love of Krishna, Krishna Prema. But he always took the holy, humble situation as was his desire after he offended Lord Krishna in his pastime when Lord Brahma stole Krishna's cows and boys to test Lord Krishna. So he prayed that he may have a birth where he wouldn't be puffed up of being the most exalted person in the universe. So here we find his wishes fulfilled. Haridas said, I was born in an inferior family. My body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest and condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha plate, which should have been offered to first-class brahmanas. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. Haridas Thakur apparently was born in a family of meat eaters, yavanas. And therefore he wasn't accepted so well according to the smarter brahmanas. Only the devotees could understand his actual position as a Mahabhagavat. But the smarter brahmanas are very concerned. So Advaita Acharya had a very loving relationship with Haridas Thakur. Even before the advent of Mahaprabhu, they would associate. And Advaita Acharya would embrace Haridas lovingly and discuss topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. And he had a place, a cottage built for him in his house, near his house in Shantipur. And Haridas was concerned about the reputation of Advaita Acharya because Advaita Acharya was considered the most senior Vaishnava there in Shantipur. Shantipur was a very aristocratic, many aristocratic families and brahmanas lived in Shantipur at that time. It was a very high class community there. And some were a little concerned about Advaita Acharya dealing with this Muslim, because then, according to Smarta, then he would be ostracized from his society. And the occasion of offering the Shraddha plate, the plate, which is a custom, you offer the plate of Vishnu Prasad to the forefathers, don't need to keep them in Pitriloka, and then one invites Brahmins and feeds them. One shouldn't invite too many in this ceremony, because sometimes they get a little upset, because the most advanced Brahmana, he should get the plate first. So therefore it's advised don't invite too many Brahmanas, otherwise there may be some controversy who should get the plate first. Advaita Acharya gave the plate to Haridas Thakur first. So this completely blew some of the Brahmanas away. And they questioned afterwards, Thakur, what, you know, we can't understand your behavior. He's from a Muslim family, you know. What will happen to you? He said, you can, Advaita Acharya said, you may think what you like about me. You may say what you like about me. He said, but what I say, he said, Haridas is worth 1,000 of you Brahmanas. And later on, by Krishna's mercy and the power of Haridas, they actually got revelation of Haridas's exalted position and worshipped him properly with due respect. But Haridas was very embarrassed to have to accept such a position due to his humility. So Haridas continues, I have one desire for a very long time. I think quite soon, Lord, that you're going to wind up your pastimes on this planet. And I just don't want to see that. I don't want to be around when you disappear. Before that time, before that time, kind of, excuse me. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet in my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Please let me give up my body in this way. And please, by your mercy, fulfill this desire of mine. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so kind, he's so merciful, that he must execute whatever you want. But what happiness, whatever happiness is mine, is due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am fallen, you must show me mercy. There are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head, and they are all helpful in your pastimes. If an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, what is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave, but it was settled that he would come the next day. So the next morning, after visiting Jagannath Temple, Lord Chaitanya, accompanied with all the devotees, he came to see Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur offered his obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and all the Vaishnavas. And Lord Chaitanya said, dear Haridas, what is the news? And Haridas replied, whatever mercy you wish to bestow upon me. And on hearing this, Lord Chaitanya immediately began congregational chanting in the courtyard. Rakeshwar Pandit was a chief dancer. Headed by Srupa Damodara Goswami, all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas and began congregational chanting in front of the great devotees like Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the attributes of Haridas Thakur. He described the attributes, the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, like he had five mouths. And hearing this, all the devotees were struck with wonder and paid their respectful obeisance to Haridas Thakur. Then Lord Chaitanya made Haridas Thakur, he made Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sit in front of him, and he fixed his eyes on him like two bumblebees on the face of the Lord. And he held Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet on his heart, and he took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. And he began to chant the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. By chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his life air and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. So then they began a very ecstatic kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya lifted the body of Haridas and danced with it. Then after some time, Srup Damodar reminded of the rituals to perform. So then they took Haridas to the ocean and washed his body. And with their own hands, Lord Chaitanya began to dig the samadhi. And then they took the bath in the ocean very jubilantly. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went around the market with the Uttariya and collecting from the shopkeepers foodstuffs so that he could make an offering to Haridas Thakur the Mahabhashadam. So then I had a big feast, fed everyone, big kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees. He said, anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasadam will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu said, being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desire, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire. This we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was a crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari. And saying this, he began to personally dance, and everyone began to chant, Jaya Haridas, Jaya Haridas, Jaya Haridas, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. That sends a story of the pastime of passing of Haridas Thakur, and there's a benediction. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Haridas Thakur ki jai. So as the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the name Nam Acharya, in awarded the title of Acharya Namacharya to Srila Haridas Thakur, because he was constantly engaged in chanting the name of Krishna with great love and full realization. He was very learned. He knew the purport of all the scriptures, and he would preach this to people just by seeing his divine presence, that how he would always, the name of Krishna would be on his tongue, and sometimes he would make roaring sounds, sometimes he would laugh, sometimes he would faint. And sometimes he would tell why he was doing these things. Just by seeing Haridas Thakur, people would immediately experience symptoms of great ecstasy, love of Krishna. Of course, the envious people, they can't appreciate this, the pure devotees. And in Haridas's life, we see that many, many people, just by seeing him, attained pure devotion to Krishna. And many people who were envious of him, they lost everything. They were completely destroyed, materially and spiritually. There's quite a number of instances in his life to reveal this. Once Haridas was passing, there was a snake charmer, and he was doing his dance, and he was chanting the names of glories of the Lord. And when Haridas Thakur passed and heard that, because he was actually a pure devotee of the Lord, when Haridas heard that pure chanting, he became ecstatic, and Haridas began to dance and chant in great spiritual ecstasy. And he began to exhibit, while he was dancing, all the symptoms of ecstatic love, like tears were flowing from his eyes and his body was trembling and his hairs were standing on end. And everyone who was witnessing, they also felt great ecstasy. And the snake charmer was also stunned in ecstasy. He stopped chanting, and everyone was just fixed on Haridas Thakur. When Haridas came to his external consciousness humbly, he bowed his head and crept away. There was another brahmana there who was watching this, and he thought, This low class person made such an impression on these people. They're taking the dust where he's been laying. And then he also began in pretense that he was also began to chant and feign ecstasy. But obviously you cannot fool the devotees. Krishna consciousness is an experience. It's something you'll experience. So when Haridas was chanting, then everyone was feeling ecstasy. But this person imitating, then there was no such symptoms. So the snake charmer became very angry. He picked up a stick and he started to beat this brahmana and chase him away. He was howling. Then the devotees, the public who were there, were confused, and they asked, how come when Haridas was chanting and showing symptoms of ecstasy, you're glorifying him, but this person doing the same thing, and you beat him with a stick? So he told him, this person, he's an imitation. We didn't feel any ecstasy when this person there. He's just imitating for some cheap adoration. And on another occasion, there was one Ramchandra Kaviraj, Ramchandra Khan, he was a big man in the district, very influential, but he was upset that Haridas was so popular, and he tried to disgrace him, and by sending a prostitute to him in night time. So Haridas Thakur was very handsome, very young. Well, he was young. He was very beautiful features, but although the prostitute tried hard to allure Haridas, he wasn't moved. In fact, he was thinking how to deliver this girl. So he devised a plan, and he said that I've taken a vow to chant so many rounds in a month, but I haven't completed them yet. So as soon as I should finish my rounds, then as soon as I finish, then we can enjoy together. So he sat chanting whole night, and she sat listening. And then the next night she came back, same thing happened. The next night she came back, he was promising, no, I couldn't finish, but I'm sure to finish the day. But by his potency, and she was also chanting, the third night she also began to chant him. By hearing his association, then Krishna gave her a great revelation. And she actually surrendered to Haridas. She asked him to please accept her as a disciple. And she shaved her head, and Haridas said, you can stay here, where I'm, this place, I'm leaving. Worship Tulsi, chant Hare Krishna, go away, give all your possessions away to the brahmanas. And this girl, she became very famous as a great saint, and people were surprised because she came from a very low class occupation, and she was elevated to the topmost platform of love of God. And this way, the people were very surprised, and Haridas' fame was spread for his glories. Even Mayadevi personally came to test Haridas Thakur one time. Mayadevi had personified. Mayadevi is the most beautiful creature in the material creation. She's an expansion of Srimati Radharani. But even Haridas was unflinching in his devotion and service to Krishna, that he wasn't moved. He wasn't influenced by Mayadevi. Even Mayadevi was surprised. I managed to influence Lord Brahma and other great sages, but you I couldn't influence at all. Everyone in the material world is under the influenced by Mayadevi. And as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, only by experiencing a higher taste you can actually give up the lower taste, because our nature is Satchidananda. That's our eternal original nature, but we're not experiencing that full nature, and especially the Ananda. We're anxious to experience it. So in the subconscious, we're always looking for pleasure, but because of identifying with the body, then we've had experience of experiencing pleasure through the senses of this body. So this is Maya, this is illusion. Of course, the experience is real, there is pleasure there. When the senses are gratified, there is some pleasure there, but it's very, very insignificant, and it's not enduring. It doesn't last very long. But until you know something better, then that's the best. So then it's attractive. So therefore, we're all attractive because everyone's looking for pleasure. Because we're feeling a lacking in our lives. Because we're supposed to be ananda. That's our nature. But we're trying to find this pleasure through the material senses, and that is called maya. Because the pleasure is there, but it's insignificant compared with spiritual ananda. But if we haven't tasted spiritual ananda, then the material pleasure is not insignificant. It stays very attractive, as that's our experience. It's very difficult to give up the desire for pleasure, because that's the purpose of existence is pleasure. Purpose of creation is pleasure. At least Krishna's purpose. That's why he creates. Krishna expands himself into many variety for more pleasure. But when we divorce from our relationship with Krishna, then we take that role. We want to experience the pleasure, but because we've forgotten Krishna and we've forgotten that pleasure with Krishna, then we take in whatever's available in the material world. This way we become conditioned by it. But how will you give it up? How can you give up that desire for pleasure? Because that's what we want. Everyone is seeking pleasure and peace. Isn't that why we're all here today? Isn't that why we're coming to the temple? We're chanting Hare Krishna. Because we want to improve our condition. We want to improve our situation we want to be more satisfied. And we want to be happy. These are the two primary reasons for existence. Why everyone is existing. Every endeavor is for one of these two purposes. Because that's our nature. Sat, eternal. And ananda. But we're not experiencing that in the material world. So therefore, they're the primary things that the primary principles that keeps this material world moving, our endeavor to fulfill those desires. So how can you say no when there's an opportunity of satisfaction or pleasure? It's very difficult. But when one has a higher taste, then one can easily give up the lower taste. Artificially, you can't do that. That's why the gyanis and the yogis, they nearly always fail. Because it's just hard work for them, just trying to deny the become renounced. You cannot be without desire. You cannot stop desire, and it's illusion. Life means desire. So it has to be life. There has to be desire. So we cannot stop desire. So the gyanis, the yogis, very difficult time. But for the devotees, the desire, we change the quality of desire. You cannot stop it, but you can change the quality. So we desire to serve Krishna for his pleasure. And that desire for the devotee becomes the greatest source of pleasure for the devotee. This is a mystery of bhakti. The same desire for material world becomes, first of all, if we're karmis, that means we want to enjoy the material world in a religious way, then it's very binding. We stay in the material world. It's very, very slow, the spiritual progress. But for the jnanis and the yogis who want to give it up, to give up these desires, it's very difficult for them, very troublesome. And the slightest agitation, they will fall down. So one experiences a higher taste, only then one can be indifferent to maya. So this is advanced stages. This comes after the stage of nishta. It's very advanced stage. But Haridas Thakur was far beyond. He was actually relishing the love of Krishna. Of course, later on that